1973 for me was a fascinating year. I said to my wife, look, it's too hard travelling without the family. So I committed to play not that many tournaments that year. And I'm going to devote myself 100% to being the best I can possibly be. We got to the US Open and I won the singles and the doubles. Then we won the Davis Cup. And when we got to the Masters, it was a court that had a lot of grip in it. When your foot hit the ground, it stuck. I got to the semis and was playing Tom Ocker and was serving for the match. And Tom hit up a lob. And when I went up to smash it, I felt the muscle behind my knee pop. While I was up there, I smashed a winner. And so now I'm standing at match point and I'd fallen to the ground. I tried to get up and couldn't put any pressure on my knees. I realised that I was not going to be able to play the next day. I went to them and said, look, you know, even if I win the next point, I won't be able to play tomorrow. So I defaulted. My small desires and wants at that stage were not as important as the overall tournament. This was a Masters final, and imagine they had no final. To me, it was the honourable thing to do.